Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. All to Junior Giant Speak right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the radio show for children, by children, and about children. And we're glad to be here this morning, and I'm always happy to have my Junior Giant reporters with us standing by. Good morning, Junior Giant.
Good morning.
They are eager and ready to do their part in the show this morning. As always, before I get started in the show, I want to take a moment to continue to encourage my Junior Giants and those who are listening. We're thankful to you for listening in. I want to thank you all for the great job that you're doing. You're doing a good job, and I want you to continue to show a spirit of excellence in all the things that you do. I want you to know that you are created for greatness. And the reason that God created you for greatness, the reason that you know, is because greatness is in you, because God is in you. And so I just want to thank you for all your hard work. I know sometimes this takes up a big portion of your time to try to get ready for the show, but I do want you to know that I appreciate it, and it won't be in vain. This morning's show, we're going to get started. We're going to have a discussion this morning about Bible characters. And the reason I think that God gave me this topic of Bible characters is so that my young people can start to see how the Bible works in this time. The stories are great, they're true, but how do they apply them now in their lives? And so for this show this morning, I've asked the reporters to tell us about their favorite Bible characters, and they're going to tell us how they're similar to these Bible characters that they have selected. And then they're going to tell us how would these people function in today's world, because I need them to be able to see how God wants them to function, because the world is watching them. They're watching what they do. They're watching what they say. And they need to know that what they do is important, because there are people watching their lives, just like where we read about the lives of the characters that are in the Bible. So we're going to get started. Do I have any volunteers this morning that would like to go first?
Yeah, I would.
Who is this? Who is this?
Ariel.
Well, good morning, Ariel. How are you? You're good?
Mm-hmm.
How was your week?
Good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, tell me what Bible character you selected, or person in the Bible. I don't want to call them characters, because if I call them characters, then it sounds like they're not real. So which Bible, which person in the Bible did you select?
I picked Lydia.
Okay. Can you tell me something about Lydia?
Well, she likes to sell things and, like, make, like, her own stuff to, you know, to sell.
Okay. So tell me how you're like Lydia.
Well, first of all, I love making things and selling them, because it's really fun and you get to be creative.
Okay.
And
okay. Go ahead.
Well, we both worship God, and God gave us both a purpose on this earth that we can fulfill, or even if we can fulfill on this earth.
Okay. You know what? I think Lydia was a rich woman. Did you know that?
Yes.
Because she sold purple.
Mm-hmm.
It was because the cloth purple is something that was of great value in that day. And so do you see yourself one day being able to sell the things that you make, or the things that you, your products, and maybe being rich?
Yep.
Okay, it's all possible. It really is. Okay. So that we have Lydia this morning, and we're going to keep moving, and then we'll come back to the rest of the questions. Okay, so Caleb, how are you this morning, Caleb?
Good.
You're good?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me who you selected.
I selected Caleb.
Okay. And why did you select Caleb? What is it about him that's similar to you?
Well, we have the same name. We don't follow the crowd, and we both follow Jesus.
Okay, I like that. So you said Caleb didn't follow the crowd. Tell me about that.
Like, me or Caleb?
Both. Tell me about the Bible, Caleb, first, and then you.
Well, Caleb, he, like, when other people didn't believe that the promised land, when they didn't believe in Jesus, to go to the promised land, Caleb and Joshua did, he didn't follow them. He just believed in God and went to the promised land.
Okay. So how do you not follow the crowd?
Well, like a lot of people at my school, they do a lot of things that are bad, and they try to convince me to do them, but I don't do it.
Okay, so you can think for yourself?
Yes.
You know, that's a very powerful tool. It's very powerful because everybody's not able to do this. Some people are afraid to think for themselves, so they just follow other people. So if you can actually follow what you know is right, what your mother is teaching you is right to do, that way you'll go far in life. God can bless you because anytime when you're obedient, God blesses obedience always. He loves it. And when you're following somebody else and they're doing stuff that they don't have any business doing, that will cause you to be disobedient and God will not be pleased. So good job. Good job. Your mother named you well. She named you well for the kingdom. Okay. We'll come back to our next question. But first we're going to go to Ariana. Ariana, who did you select?
I selected Esther.
Okay. Why did you select Esther?
I don't know. I just did because I read the story about her before. My mom said that we're both strong and courageous.
Okay. Esther was strong and very courageous. Can you tell me a little bit of the story of Esther?
Well, Esther was a Jew, and she was picked as one of the virgins that would be King Xerxes' wife, and she was loyal to him, and that's why he picked her. But then then Haman wanted to kill all Israelites, and she was an Israelite too, so she called them to a feast. And they had feast one day, and then the next day they had another feast. And she told them that he asked her what could he do, and he said that he would do anything to help her. And she said, "Please spare my life." And he said, "Who did this?" And Haman was hanged the next day, and Esther saved her people.
Okay. You're right. She was a very brave woman because she had to go into the king and ask to have this feast, but she was not supposed to go into the king unless he called for her. And so that's why, good story. I love Esther too. I guess I like all the Bible characters, but that's a good one. And she is brave because it took bravery to put her life at risk for God's people. Okay. That was good. That's a good
Ma'am?
Person that you chose.
Huh? Ma'am?
I said that was a good person that you chose.
I didn't tell the similarities yet.
Say that again?
I didn't tell all my similarities.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
We both are strong because we stand up to people. We both are courageous because she and I fought for something in our lives. We both are loving and kind to family and people we love. We both are special in our own way, and we both put God first in our lives.
Okay, I like that. Tell me something that you have fought for.
Like, you know how I have sickle cell, and I'm healthy right now because I prayed to God to heal me. And she and Esther helped her people. And she fought for something in her life, and she fought for her people.
So what? Tell me something, Ariana. What have you learned about prayer with your having sickle cell?
Ma'am,
what have you learned
too
about
much noise. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Tell me something that you have. Tell me what you have learned about prayer.
Well, prayer can help you anytime you need it. If you're in school, you can just say a little prayer to God to help you. Or when you're in a bad situation, you can pray. You can usually pray for anything to let God help you.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay, that's good for everybody to know, because sometimes you need God right then and there because no one else can help you. And God is going to always be there, always, 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 always be there. And he's listening and he's willing to help. You just have to let him help you. Okay, that was very good, Ariana. You are very courageous, and I want you to continue to be courageous, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You guys are doing a good job. We're going to keep going. And I think that we're going to do Brother Simeon this morning. Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Tell me the character that you chose.
I chose David.
Okay, tell me why.
I chose him because he was brave like I am.
Okay. Tell me how you're brave.
Well, like when someone is trying to like make me scared or trying to stand up for me, I wouldn't be scared of them, and I will just walk away so I won't cause any trouble.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of stories in the Bible about David. Is there one particular story that you like the best?
One, David and Goliath.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that story that you know.
Well, David, one day he went down to the field where his brothers were to bring them cheese and other stuff, and then he heard about the Philistines. Then he saw this huge guy named Goliath, and so Goliath was laughing at him because David said that he was going to fight him, but then David said God would give him the strength. So he went down to a pond and got some pebbles out, and on the first shot, he hit Goliath in his forehead, and Goliath fell, and then David took his sword and cut his head off and gave it to King Solomon.
Excellently told. That's right. So do you think David was afraid?
No, ma'am.
And why
he
not?
He was very brave. Because he knew that God would give him strength so he can beat Goliath, because Goliath was scaring everybody.
Okay. So when you come up with situations that you're not comfortable with, do you talk to God and ask him to help you?
Yes, ma'am. Like once, when I wanted something, well, no, I'm not going to tell that one, but when someone was mocking me, but not respect me or anything. I asked God to help him, get better, and he's gotten a little better since then.
Okay.
He's always mean to everybody.
Well, you know what? You keep praying for him, and we'll keep praying for him, and we're going to see what God is going to do, okay?
Okay.
Because God is, that's something I want all the Junior Giants and those other children that are listening and even parents that are listening, I want you to know that you can pray to God and God answers prayer. He really does. He really does. And for some reason, I always believe that God really does hear the prayer of children because your hearts are pure. And I want you to try to maintain those hearts. And those are a pure heart is a heart that's open to God, that can hear God and wants to hear God. And I like that story of David too, Simeon. That's what this show is named after, Junior Giant Speaks. It's named after David and Goliath. It's based on that story. Because in that story, they talk about Goliath being the giant. But to me, the real giant was David. He was the junior giant. And so that's what this radio show is named after. So to me, you guys are junior giants. You might be children, but because of God's great love for you and how he wants to use you, that makes you giants, and it makes you stronger than you ever realize. So excellent story. Excellent story, Simeon. Thank you. We'll come back with the rest of the questions in a minute, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go to Faith. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Tell me who you chose.
I chose Miriam.
Okay. Tell me about Miriam.
She had a brother, and Pharaoh, he wanted all the newborn babies to be killed, so she helped her mother hide him, and she protected him every day until I think it was Pharaoh's wife found him.
Okay. I think it was Pharaoh's daughter.
Oh, daughter.
Okay. And what else did Miriam do?
She served the Lord, and she never gave up to free the Hebrews, and she got the gift of prophecy, and she guarded and nurtured her brother.
And who was her brother? She had a very famous brother. What was his name?
His name was Joseph.
No, what was his name? Think about it. Who was the son of? He grew up as Pharaoh's son. He was there to part the Red Sea.
I can't remember.
Okay. Let's see if we can get some help from your Junior Giant buddies. Anybody know who Miriam's brother was?
Yes.
Yes.
Who was it?
Moses.
All right. Her brother was Moses. Okay. And so we'll come back to finish that discussion. But Faith, tell me, how are you like Miriam?
I gave the Lord my life, and I never give up in anything I do, and I help take care of people and protect and defend for them, especially my family. And God, He's still giving me gifts.
Okay. I love that. He is giving you gifts. He has given you gifts. And now what you have to do is you have to ask God to show you the gifts that He's giving you. But you know what else Miriam did? Miriam was a praiser. You know what that is?
She praised the Lord.
She praised the Lord. There's a story in the Bible that talks about when they crossed over the Red Sea, Miriam got her tambourine and just start praising the Lord because they made it over the Red Sea with the Egyptians chasing them. They were so happy to get over that she got her tambourine out and just started playing her tambourine and giving God praise. So she was really known for giving God praise. And so that's an attribute I want you to ask God to give you, to be a praiser. Because praisers, people that praise God, are very powerful people. Because your praise, do you know that when you praise God, it invites His Spirit into wherever you are?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's something that I could see you doing that. I could see you being a great praise and worship person that just loves giving God praise for His goodness. That's something you could do, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am.
I think so, too. Good job. Okay,
I didn't get to tell how Miriam will be in today's time.
Oh, no, I'm going to ask everybody that at the end.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. All right, we're going to go now to, let's see, Brother Seth, I believe. Seth, how are you this morning?
Good.
Okay. Did you have a good week?
Yes.
Good. Tell me who you chose this morning.
Seth.
You chose Seth? Okay.
Yes.
Go right ahead and tell me about Seth.
He was the third son of Adam and Eve.
Okay. And how are you like
the third son? Huh? We were both the third son.
Oh, okay. Are you like him in any other way?
What did you say?
I said, are you like him in any other way?
You said, do I like him?
I said, are you like him? You said Seth was the third son of Adam and Eve, and you're your parents' third son. Are you like him in any other kind of way?
Not really.
Okay. All right. So you chose Seth. All right. We're going to have to look up Seth and find out what's the kind of things that Seth did, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we have one more that I need to ask questions to this morning, and then we'll go to our very last question. Okay. We're going to go to Sister Grace. Good morning, Gracie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So tell me, who did you choose?
I chose Deborah.
Okay, Deborah. Tell me about Deborah.
Deborah was a judge and a prophet, and she led 10,000 men to Mount Tabor. And she was the wife of Lapidoth, and she was the only woman judge.
Okay. Anything else? Tell me how you like her.
I think the same characteristics we have are leading people and like helping others.
Okay. Well, Deborah was a very powerful woman. And I think, I don't know, like I said, I have a bunch of favorite people in the Bible, but she is one of mine because she was such a strong woman. And she knew how to be strong without making other people feel weak. And that's a real gift. She was, like you said, she was the first woman judge, and she was over. Do you know the man that was working side by side with her? Do you know his name?
I know he was a king, I think.
He was a warrior like her. Does anybody know his name? The man that was working side by side with Deborah.
Wasn't he the one who got killed by Sisera?
No. Let me give you a hint. He has the same first name as our president.
Obama?
I said the first name.
Barack.
Barack. He worked with this warrior by the name of Barack. And instead of making him feel small, because he kind of got scared when they had to go fight, instead of getting scared or making him feel small, she was able to give him instructions and still let him know that he was in charge of the army. And that was a very honorable thing that she did. She was just a great woman, great woman. And she is very courageous. And so, Grace, you see yourself as having the ability to lead people?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, very good. Let's see. Okay, now we're going to do, first of all, I need to take a break and say what I need to say about the website. I want you all to be listening or be taking a look at our website. Our website is at wix.com/junior_giants_speaks/JGS. And on there you will see some of the projects that our children are working on, as well as some of their accomplishments. For those of you who are listening, if you have children that are doing great things, I want you to be encouraged to send me their information so that we can post it on the website. I know some of our junior giants have been in basketball tournaments or have gotten their grades, and their grades are excellent. And so I want you to encourage you to send us that information so that we can post it on our website. If you will, you could send it to, you could put it on, send me a message from the website, or you can just send it to me via the email. And the email for Junior Giant Speaks is junior_giants_speaks@yahoo.com. And so I look forward to hearing from you all. I believe in celebrating our children's accomplishments, and so our website is a place to do that. So if you would, please send me that information. I would greatly appreciate it. And I believe your children would love to see their work exhibited in that fashion. But we're going to go on. Our final question that we were talking about, another way that we wanted to look at this, is how would this Bible character function in today's society? And the reason that I'm asking you this question is that I need you to be able to see how the Bible works today, because even though it was written a long, long time ago, it's still very vital now. Okay, so we're going to start with, since we ended with Grace, let's start with Grace. Grace, you had Deborah. Tell me how Deborah would function in today's society.
I think she would be the same thing that she was in the Bible. I think she would be a prophet, like an evangelist. And I think she would be happy for how much we've advanced in God.
Okay, I like that. Okay. All right, so can you see yourself as a prophetess or an evangelist?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you can? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Okay. Let's go to Brother Simeon. So, Brother Simeon, you had David. Tell me how you think David would function in this society.
Ma'am?
Tell me how you think he would function in today's society.
Well, I would think he'll think if it was weird, because he'll think it's weird because we have cars and Game Boys, etc. Back in his time, they didn't have that. What they had were horses and donkeys, and to play with, they usually played with animals such as sheep.
Okay, but would he be a king, do you think?
Ma'am?
Would he be a king, you think?
Would he be a what?
A king. Would he be a leader?
Well, I think so.
Why do you think so?
Because he was brave, and a lot of people liked him because he defeated Goliath.
Okay. Well, you're probably right, because if you have the characteristics of being a king, which is to be brave and to be wise and to love God's people, then I could see him doing that in today's time. Okay. Let's go to Miss Ariana. Ariana, you had, who did you have? Esther? Ariana, are you there? Hello?
I don't know where Ariana is.
I'm right here.
Okay, Ariana, tell me how Esther would function in today's society.
I don't really know because in today's society, I don't know if Esther would be able to live in it because before she became queen, she had to go through 6 months of beauty treatment. And I don't even know if they do that now.
Okay. You know what? I would love 12 months of beauty treatment. Wouldn't that be great? Okay, but Esther was a powerful, strong woman. How is she functioning in today's world? Being a Christian and a strong woman, how do you think that she would function?
She would function as a good woman because everybody would know who she was because of the way she acted.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Seth. Seth, you had Seth. So tell me, how do you think Seth would function in today's society?
Well, I kind of think he would be a pastor because he experienced a lot with God.
Okay. Okay. So tell me something, Seth. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Tell me something. How do you experience God now? How do you talk to God a lot during the week?
Not really, but I pray.
Not really?
Yes.
Do you talk to him at night?
When I pray, yes.
Okay. Well, I want you to do me a favor. This week, I want you to practice talking to God once a day. Not when you say your prayers at night, okay? But I want you to practice talking to him, and I want to see if your week, I want you to tell me if your week is better, okay?
Okay.
Can you try that for me, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because just like Seth in the Bible may have communed with God or talked with God, God wants the same with you. He wants to talk to you. Okay? And so if you start talking to him, he'll talk back to you. Okay? You may hear his voice and he'll say, Seth, or you may get this feeling on the inside that you know it's God trying to tell you something. Or you may dream it, okay? So he talks to us in a lot of different ways. So when you start talking to him, Seth, I want you to start looking for him to talk to you back, okay?
Okay.
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 We're going to go now to Miss Faith. Faith, tell me how your character, how your Bible person is like. How would she function? How would Miriam function in this day and time?
I would think in today's time, she would be very disappointed in today's women and would try to help and lead them in the right direction.
Wow. Why do you think she'd be disappointed?
Because all the bad things you're doing, and they're not representing who they are and what they are and how powerful they are.
Okay. That's a very different perspective. I like that. And you might be right. Okay. Because God wants women to be great people and to be followers of His. And sometimes women get off track. I like your answer. Okay. Good job, Faith.
Thank you.
Let's go to Caleb. Caleb?
Yes.
How would Caleb function in this gay society?
If Caleb was living today, he would probably set a very good example for people who follow Jesus. And he would probably be like a prophet, a pastor of a church. And he would lead a lot of people to heaven.
Okay, so tell me something, Caleb. What do you see yourself doing for God?
Ma'am?
What do you see yourself doing for God?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you see yourself being a teacher that teaches other people about God?
No.
Do you see yourself being a preacher?
No, I think maybe a musician.
Okay. Okay. What instrument do you want to play?
The keyboard.
You want to play the keyboard? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I encourage you to start doing that. Okay?
Okay.
So is that something you're really interested in?
Yes.
Okay. Do you take piano lessons now?
No.
Okay. Well, that's somewhere to start, so that you can learn the fundamentals. Just like in basketball, you got to learn the fundamentals. So if that's what you want to do, you can do it. And you have the type of personality where you could absolutely do it without a doubt. Okay? I believe that you can do it. If you put your mind to it, that's not going to be a problem. And I always tell kids about my brother. You know my brother Eric?
Yes.
My brother Eric started playing the piano when he was 4 years old. By the time he was 11 years old, he was voted the best organist in the state of Colorado. So I want you to know that you can do it. You can absolutely do it. It takes practice. But you can do it, and you can be the best at what you do. Okay? That makes me happy to hear that. That makes me happy that you want to do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and I want you to do something for me, too, this week. Is that okay? Can I ask you to do something for me?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to do just like I told Seth. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to talk to all the Junior Giants. And any of the other children that are listening out there, I want you to take some time this week and just talk to God. Tell him what you want to do. If you want to be a keyboard player, you tell God, God, this is something I'd like to do for you. Or whatever else it is that you need to talk to God about. But I want you to get in the practice of talking to God, not just at bedtime, because you guys are getting older and you need to start developing your relationship with God. And I know your parents are helping you. I know that they're teaching you about God and about the lessons of the Bible, and that's great. But as you learn from them, then you start talking to God and let him further help you. Okay? So, Caleb, is this something you can do for me this week? Just talk to God every day this week. And then when I see you again, I want you to tell me if your week was a little bit better just because you talked to God. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Okay. Let's go to Ariel. Ariel, tell me how, who did you have again?
Lydia.
How Lydia would function in today's society?
Well, I think she would function as a rich woman that has all her designs in all the major stores and stuff like that, because she was a seller and she was a rich person back in the Bible. So if she was here today, she would be the same person in the Bible as in our time.
Okay. But, you know, one of the things that Lydia used her riches for is to help the church.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think she would help the church, whatever church she went to?
Yeah, she would. She would, if she was like, cause like, if she came to our church, but she would help us, but in, like, we would do a lot of things to do God's work and a lot of spread God's word around where we are and other places too, so we can spread the word. More people can get saved. Like, more, if she comes, the more money we have, the more stuff we can do, and we more things we can do for Christ, and we can spread all God's word around our area.
Okay.
And more people start coming to church and getting saved and being filled with the Holy Ghost. And even if people need food and stuff like that, we will help them too, people in need.
Okay. Excellent answer. Is there anyone that I forgot to tell me how their person would function in today's society? Okay. I think I got everybody. But here's another question. Somebody's being very noisy. Here's another question. If they wrote a Bible story about you, what would that story be about? Can anybody think? If they had to write a Bible story of you, and you have to remember that Bible story is about people's relationships with God. So if they had to write a Bible story about you, what would the story be about? How would that story read? Can anybody give me an idea?
I think it would be about me growing
up. Who is this?
Grace.
Okay.
I think it would be about me growing up and becoming an evangelist.
Okay. All right. I like that story. What would it say about you specifically?
I think it would say about how I pray to God and how I get in His Word.
Okay. All right. Would this be as a young person, or you have to wait till you get older?
It could be as any age.
Okay, but you're telling the story, so where would you put it?
I think it would be where I'm starting as young.
Okay. Okay. Do I have any other volunteers, or should I draft somebody? What would your story be like if you were a Bible character? Oh, I have so many volunteers this morning. Okay, so I get to choose. So think hard, because I'm coming to you to ask this question. Okay? So, Brother Simeon, if Brother Simeon was in the Bible, and if we looked in the Bible and it had the book of Simeon, what story would you have in the Bible about you? Are you there, Simeon?
Ma'am?
Did you hear the question?
Kind of.
Okay. If there was a story in the Bible about you, what would the story be?
It would be about when... It would be about
You want me to come back to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's good. This is not a question that I told you guys to be prepared for, so it's okay.
Why are you doing that?
Do I have anybody else that wants to give me an answer? Hello. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to call on Sister Faith.
Ma'am?
Tell me, if there is a Bible story about faith, about you, what would the story be?
It would be how I was one of Jesus' disciples, and I followed him, and I praised him, and I helped him tell all the news about him.
Okay. Would this be as a young person or an old person?
It'll be young.
Okay. Brother Caleb. If there were a story about you in the Bible, what would it say?
It would probably be about how. Hello?
I'm here. I just shut down all the noise. So tell me, what would your story be about?
It would probably be about how I became a faith basketball player, I guess.
Okay, with God's help?
Ma'am?
With God's help?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see who has not gone. Ariel?
Yes.
What would your Bible story be about?
Well, I think it would be about, like, how this little girl would be, like, she would be, like, a person that will help people and, like, to, honestly, I don't know how to put it.
Okay, well, what do you want to do in your life?
I want to be a police officer. Well, not a police officer, but I want to work in human management, working, like, for, like, people who are, like, they're like people that are getting good jobs, and then when the time to retire, there's someone to replace them. Because like really, it's really interesting to me what they do, and like I really want to do it.
Okay. So, do you like helping people?
Yes. I like helping people, but if they don't want it, then I don't have to argue with them or when I ask people to help, but they say they don't need the help, I just walk away, and I don't force people to make me help them. When they don't want it, I don't have to do it for them.
Okay, that's kind of smart, because I'm in a job sometimes where I feel like I have to force them to let me help them. It doesn't work very well. Okay, so that's good. So maybe your Bible story would be about how you did help people, the things kind of you did to help people. Is that possible?
Okay.
Is that possible, Ariel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Simeon? Yeah. Can I come back to you now?
Mm-hmm.
What would your Bible character be, do you think?
It would probably be about me helping the sick, because there are a lot of people that are sick, like homeless people.
Okay. And what would you be helping them do?
I will help them get a job so they can get paid, so they can get a house.
Okay.
And a car.
All right. I like that answer.
And there's one more thing I had to say.
Okay.
Oh, do you remember one time when we were talking, I said I was going to make the children's hospital?
Right, I remember that.
I'm still working on it.
Okay. Great job. Don't stop till you get what you want.
Ma'am?
I said continue to work on it. Don't stop until you get what you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Ariana.
Yes.
Tell me the story of Ariana that would be in the Bible.
It would be about a girl who was diagnosed with sickle cell, and she would ask God and pray, and she would fight through many ups and downs in her life until God has healed her fully.
Okay. So in the Bible story, does she get healed fully?
Yes.
Okay, and what does she do because she gets healed fully?
She thanks God that she won't have to go through the thing that she already went through again.
Okay. All right. Did I forget anybody?
Seth.
Okay, Seth, tell me your story.
I think my story will probably be about how I'm getting to know him.
I like that very much. So have you ever just wondered about God and had questions about God?
What did you say?
I said, have you ever just wondered about God and had questions about him?
Not really.
Okay. But I want you to start thinking about who God really is. Because sometimes when we grow up going to church all the time, we just know we go to church and we talk about God, but we don't really talk to him. We don't really get to know him until later. So I want all of you, Junior Giants, I want you to start developing your own relationship with God. God loves you so much. He loves you more than anybody. He loves you. And so anybody that loves you that much is somebody that you should probably get to know. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that's an excellent story. How do you think you would get to know him, Seth?
Me asking him.
Okay, so what would you ask him? Do you know the kind of questions you would ask him? Not right now. Okay, we're gonna move on because we're coming down to the close, the last few minutes of our show. To the Junior Giants, you guys did an excellent job, excellent. And I really want you to think about what I asked you to do. I'm asking each one of you and even our listeners, I'm asking you to take some time this week to talk to God. Just talk to him. You don't have to have a deep prayer and all that. Just talk to him. Just like I'm talking to you, you talk to God. Ask him. If you really want to get to know him, know things about him, ask him. my favorite story in the Bible about children is where Samuel is asleep, and he hears the voice of God calling him. And just like God called Samuel in the Bible, he can call Grace, Simeon, Ariel, Ariana, Seth, Caleb, Faith, Grace, all of you all. He can call you by your name and talk to you because he wants you to get to know him, okay? So I want to encourage you to talk to God. He has something to say to you. So you all did an excellent job. And I want you to think about the lives that you're living because someone is reading your life just like it's a book. So you have to think about, what are they reading? Okay, if you're acting out and doing things that you don't have any business doing, that's all going in your book. So you have to think about, what is it that you want in your book? Do you want a whole bunch of drama and all those kind of things? Or do you want to have a good story, a story that gives God praise and a story that gives God glory? And so I'm sure that it's for the positive. So remember that the life that you're living is a life that's being written down. And someone is reading your life. They're watching the things that you do and how you carry yourself. And you should carry yourself like Christians. And to be Christians means to be Christ-like. Okay? Do I have any closing comments from my junior giants?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Ari, no one else? Okay, Ariel, you want to introduce our music as we go off?
Who is playing?
What did I say?
I don't remember. I'm just going to play a song called Valerie. I'm going to play a song called Valerie.
Okay, I'll do it. We're going to be playing a saxophone piece by Elmas High. And this is a song that he entitled Valerie. Valerie is the name of his wife. And I want to thank you all for joining us. I love being with you. And I pray, children, that you guys have an outstanding week. When you talk to God this week, I'm going to ask him to talk back to you. Okay, so you'll be listening for him in all different ways. I love you all. God bless you.
Love you, too. Yes.
All right. I love you. All right. Bye-bye. Here's our song. Bye.